feel the day. You have to condition yourself to feel the day. This means you have to notice moments and appreciate it. Have gratitude for it. Recognize beauty. Recognize something happening around you that draws awe, aspiration, inspiration.
Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
You've got to learn to feel the goodness of life. I know this sounds super esoteric. Don't worry. I'll get more tactical for some of you who are like, come on, dude. But so many people don't feel like they matter because they've never felt life. Who knows what I'm talking about? They don't feel like they matter. They've never felt life. They've never felt the energy of this moment. There's no connection to the presence. It's what I've been teaching for so long now. You have to condition yourself to feel the day. You have to condition yourself to feel the day. This means you have to notice moments and appreciate it. Have gratitude for it. Recognize beauty. Recognize something happening around you that draws awe, aspiration, inspiration. It means feeling the goodness of life, also having perspective to realize how much better your life is than some of the other alternatives. It means For example, recognizing the struggles of other people and being thankful that you are gifted something different. And knowing that in the magic of this very moment, you have new choices. And if you're looking for what's there's no goodness in life, Brendan, it's all arbitrary and chaotic. And I'm like, but isn't it true you have choice at this moment? You can choose your next thought. You can choose to pick up the thing on your desk. You can choose to call somebody after this session. You got a lot of choices. If there's any great goodness in life, it's the fact that you got a lot of choice. It's the fact in this moment you can make a change. But it's the fact that you can also aim your awareness and aim your focus to take something in that's beautiful and good. Because when you sense your goodness and you sense that the world is good, others are good, life is good, this moment is imbued with goodness, then all of a sudden you feel different. And when you feel that around you and you feel that from within, you start to say, this really matters. This means something. If you don't recognize the beautiful gift of life, it's hard to ever recognize that you are a gift and that you matter. I mean, if you can't recognize it from the world, how do we recognize it from the internal? So you got to see the beauty in the world as much as you recognize the goodness and the beauty of yourself. So beware of feeding your mind with poisons that says they are all bad. Beware of the divisive culture, the divisiveness on social media, because that conditions your mind to think everything is awful. Everybody is awful. No one's trying to make a difference. And so why can I can't make a difference? So why even try? And all of a sudden, you just spun yourself into feeling like you don't matter. Do you want to feel like you don't matter? Engage in divisive politics. Because I promise you, that condescension and superiority that you will feel that give that pop of righteousness soon turns poisonous. And soon you realize, I'm not making a difference here. I'm contributing to noise. I'm contributing to fear and divisiveness. And that will never make you feel like you matter.
Hey, it's Brendan. You know one question I never anticipated getting as the world's leading high performance coach? It's, Brendan, what kind of car do you drive? I never anticipated getting that, but I drive a Range Rover Sport. I love this thing. You know, when you look at the Range Rover Sport, you just know it's powerful, it's all terrain, it's the thing in sporting luxury. But what a lot of people don't know is when you get in this thing, it's got this like cockpit-like experience inside. It feels amazing to drive it. Inside, there's noise cancellation. There's cabin air purification. They have massage seats, literally. I mean, this thing is awesome. It's my favorite drive. It's got the power, the performance, the agility that someone like me who's really into high performance cares about. You can go build your own Range Rover Sport at LandRoverUSA.com. That's LandRoverUSA.com.
Another idea I think that might help is if you just spend a little more time on your interests and passions. So often we're chasing and doing everything to earn the buck or to please others or help others. And we're not giving any time to what we would sense is the goodness of life, which is, hey, I have some time to do the things I care about, I'm interested in, that seem cool, right? You want to feel like you're making a difference or you matter. Well, you have to do things that bring meaning in. And often for people, if you can disassociate from just the outcome of meaning, but recognize the process matters, well, process. Focus on things that are interesting and passionate to you. The more time that you give to your interests and your passions, the more you sense like, hey, this life is good. I like to do this. You do a little more, you get a lower skill development, a little more competency, or a little more capability, or just more time with something you enjoy. Life starts to have that pop again. And so I know this is so basic. We talk about this one a lot. But when you're focusing on what matters to you, when you're connecting to what matters to you through your interests, your passions, your hobbies, the ways that you like to serve or give, your skill sets, your talents, your knowledge, your capabilities, what we just call your competencies and passions, When you're engaged in those things, they matter to you. That translates into a sense of being that you are mattering because you are working on things that matter and feel good. I know that's so basic, but so many people have robbed themselves of hours a day focusing on things they're actually interested in or passionate about because they're allowing themselves to be enslaved by engineers who make social media. So they're like, oh, well, I just lost 3 hours today watching a stupid documentary I didn't even like, or I scrolled through 100 stupid celebrity influencers who I don't even care about their life, but I sure know what they ate this morning for breakfast. And all of a sudden we're like, I don't know. Well, those things don't matter to you, but you're being addicted to them. And when you're addicted to things that don't matter to you over a period of time, again, not engaging with things that matter, not focusing on things that matter, draw your interest, your passion, your competency, your talent, your giving, then you feel less. You're pouring your attention out to things that don't matter, and you're wondering why you don't have a connection to things that do. Does it make sense? Watch your behavior on social media, my friends. It's stealing so many hours of deep passion, deep work, real interest, and contributions.
Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125.